I was walking away from the post office when I heard someone running after me. A voice called me by name and I turned. I expected to see Dr. Mortimer, as I knew nobody else in the village. To my surprise, it was a stranger. He was a small, thin man, between 30 and 40 years old, with fair hair and no beard. He was carrying a butterfly net and a box for putting butterflies in. "I hope you will excuse me for introducing myself, Dr. Watson," he said as he came up to me. "My name is Stapleton. I was in Dr. Mortimer's house and we saw you. He told me who you are. May I walk along with you? This path back to the hall goes near my home, Penn House. Please come in and meet my sister, and spend an hour with us." I accepted Stapleton's invitation, and we walked together. "I know that you are a close friend of Sherlock Holmes," said Stapleton. "Has Mr. Holmes any ideas about Sir Charles's death?"
"I'm afraid I can't answer that question," I said.
"Will Mr. Holmes visit us himself?" he asked.
"He can't leave London at the moment," I answered.
I was rather surprised that he was asking me these questions.
We walked on. Stapleton told me that he and his sister had lived in Devonshire for only 2 years. They had moved there soon after Sir Charles had begun to live in Baskerville Hall. He also talked about the moor and how it interested him. He told me to look across the moor to a place which was a bright green colour.
"That is the Great Grimpen Marsh," he said. "If animals or men go into the marsh, they will sink into it and die. But I can find my way to the very centre of it. Look, there is another of those poor horses."
Something brown was fighting to get out of the bright green of the marsh. Then a terrible cry came across the moor. The horse's head and neck disappeared under the green.
"It's gone," Stapleton said. "The marsh has caught and killed it. That often happens. It is an evil place, the Great Grimpen Marsh."